You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Seniors are increasingly seeking bankruptcy protection. Health problems and medical debts contribute to their financial distress, but the overwhelming burden involves credit cards. Seniors cite the high interest rates and fees for the surge in bankruptcy filings. University of Michigan law professor John Pato says elders carry 50% more credit card debt than younger consumers. His recent study looks at how poorly suited the bankruptcy code has been in assisting elder Americans.
This study is the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, which is an empirical investigation of who files for bankruptcy in the United States. It's been going on for 20 years, and in the 2007 study, which I participated in, we looked at bankruptcy courts all around the country, and we found a really surprising thing, that the number of elder Americans filing for bankruptcy, those age 65 or over, has been the fastest growing age group of bankrupts. And what we found was they went up from around 4% in 2001 to over 7% in 2007. And so we think this shows that the financial situation of seniors in the United States is taking a very bad turn.
Why are seniors drawn to credit cards?
The credit cards is interesting. When we ask these bankrupt debtors filing for bankruptcy, what are the reasons you filed for bankruptcy? One of the choices was the credit card interest and fees was overwhelming for me. And for this elder demographic, that was the most cited reason for bankruptcy. Now, why are they drawn to credit cards? This is where I asked further questions and looked at their court records to see what they're spending money on, what they say their situation is, and I think we see three things involving credit cards that they're drawn to. Number one, we have an attitudinal issue. We see that people in this age group don't want to ask for help, don't want to negotiate their debts down with their creditors. They seem to have a general character or personality that might be some sort of failure or disinclination or pride or whatever you want to call it, that they have an attitude, they don't want to have help on their debts, and so the anonymity of a credit card is attractive to them. Number two, we see an access issue. When we ask them a question, now if you had to, could you go borrow some money from someone for a couple months to help out? We found that the older than 65 people were answering that question at much lower rates than other people. So it might be attitude, but it might also simply be that there's no one they could ask to, even if they were forced to ask for help. They might just have an access problem. And number three is what I call ailments. And I say ailments to refer to medical expenses, drug payments, other issues like that. It seems that there could just be fixed, regular, structural expenses that these guys on their fixed incomes simply can't afford. And so if you have expenses that are more than income, you have to borrow money to make up the difference. That's where the credit cards come in.
Two policies might help seniors cope with debt.
This is an important issue, and I think it's tough to think about what the good policy recommendations might be. Number one is we might want to have regulation of some of these products, which I think we're seeing with this new Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, and that might help educate these older borrowers to realize that credit cards are not the answer. That if you have problems with your medical expenses, for example, the answer is not to borrow money at a 22% or 30% credit card. That's going to be simply a delaying of the problem and not a solution of the problem. The other thing we have to do is to change our social norms, our cultural norms, and the law can do that to a certain extent, but part of that's just getting people to talk about it in the community and say, look, you cannot hide on your own. You can't be the supporter of your children all the time when you yourself are facing financial problems, and it's okay to ask for assistance. So it's a combination of government regulation and social education and norm changing.
Pato's outlook for seniors is not good.
I'm pessimistic for what these findings show us about the situation, and I'll tell you why. Number one, the numbers are increasing. Number two, the financial situation of people in this country is getting worse. As for the elder Americans in particular, if you look at just, for example, the medical component, they said our medical expenses are going up. 40% of these people said that they had trouble just making their premium payments for Medicare. They're covered by Medicare, and they're still having problems with their medical expenses. I see the public situation in this country getting worse because the Medicare system is running out of money, and I see the population aging, which means there's going to be more demands on the Medicare system. So if you were to ask me what's going to happen in 2010, what's going to happen in 2012, unless you see massive government correction, which I don't think is in the political cards, this problem is going to get much worse before it gets better.
John Pato is a professor at the University of Michigan Law School.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.